Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on RadioMD.com. We have a great guest, and I say great because he's a wonderful and superb doctor who I've referred patients to who've gotten what I would call miraculously better. He lives in Hawaii, so he has a lot of envy for me. But before I do that, I can tell you, you get to talk to him if you want to. 1-877, so it's free, 877-711-5211 or 877-711-5611. So 5211 or 5611. And Sonar, who's our engineer, correct me if I'm wrong on those numbers. You can also email us anytime at 5211 only. So 1-877-711-5211. You can email us anytime at udocs, y-o-u-d-o-c-s, at gmail.com, y-o-u-d-o-c-s, at gmail.com. Dr. Teitelbaum, the title of the book is The Fatigue and Fibromyalgia Solution. Why do we have so much fatigue, and when does it, well, let's first get to that. Why have we got so much fatigue now in society?
Well, Mike, we're seeing the perfect storm for a fatigue epidemic. And in fact, recent research showed that 31% of adults have been fatigued going on for months at a time. And this happens in part one because half of our calories have been stripped of nutrients. We have 18% of calories from white flour, 18% from sugar, added fat. Half of the food we eat are empty calories. So we're seeing malnutrition combined with obesity for the first time in human history. Meanwhile, we've lost a third of our sleep over the last 130 years. Average night sleep 130 years ago before light bulbs was 9 hours a night. Now we're down to 6 3/4. The speed of life has gone up, and we're having many chemicals from the environment that are blocking our different glands, adrenal, thyroid, estrogen, testosterone. So there's a number of things that are pushing our energy production pretty hard.
And I should say, these topics are covered beautifully in the book, The Fatigue and Fibromyalgia Solution, by Jacob Teitelbaum, who, of course, is our guest today. You can email us, and we already have some email questions. I'm going to put one of these on in a second. In fact, I'll put two of them on in a second as soon as we get to the second question I wanted to ask, which was, when does fatigue become a fibromyalgia syndrome or chronic fatigue syndrome? And when is it just fatigue, and is there a chronicity or a difference to the two?
Well, the way that you tell when you've blown a fuse and gone from day-to-day fatigue into chronic fatigue syndrome or fibromyalgia is if you have the combination of can't sleep even though you're exhausted. So if it's been going on over 3 months, if you can't get a good night's sleep, even if you take a week off and you're still exhausted, and also if you have widespread pain and brain fog, you've tripped a circuit breaker, and that's when you need what we call intensive care treatment for energy production. So we'll talk today about how to go ahead for those people who just want to turbocharge their energy, who have day-to-day fatigue and just want to feel better. There's simple things you can do that can make a dramatic difference. And for those of you who have CFS and fibromyalgia, our research shows that 91% of you can get better with an average 90% increase in quality of life. We'll talk about that today, too.
Well, let's talk about one of the questions we have from on the email line, and it's udocs, y-o-u-d-o-c-s, at gmail.com. So thanks for using it. And this is from a woman named Anne Marie. And Anne Marie says, if I have problems sleeping and I am fatigued all the time, but when I get a good night's sleep, I feel better. Do I need to see a specialist, or can I just take a sleep medicine? And how easy is it to find a specialist in chronic fatigue?
Well, Anne-Marie, here's a couple things. a lot of it you can do on your own. And on our website at endfatigue.com, we even have a free energy analysis program. It'll analyze your symptoms and even blood tests if you have them available, though they're not needed, and tell you how to optimize your energy. And then if the problem persists, there would be the time to see a specialist with it. But a couple things to look at. Do you fall asleep easily during the day, like behind the wheel or while watching TV? If so, you want to be checked for sleep apnea. But otherwise, just taking some simple herbs and natural remedies, melatonin, and all it takes is 0.5 milligram to get the full effect. The smell of lavender actually has been shown to help sleep, so you can get one of those little lavender filled sachets or pillows, or even put a drop of lavender oil on your upper lip. They're herbal mixes. My favorite is called the Revitalizing Sleep Formula. It's a mix of 6 herbs. You can get it at any health food store.
And I should say that in the book, you tell that in fact, you don't have any relationship with any herbal manufacturer, and that anything you get for promotion is donated to charity.
I help them design products, and all of my royalties go to charity.
So go ahead. I thought it was a relatively unique thing, so I thought we should tell that.
Well, thanks. It's a costly thing, but it's just very hard to maintain objectivity otherwise. I don't take money from any drug company or from any natural product companies, and the royalties for consulting or things I do with them go to charity. I work as a patient advocate, Mike, just like you do, and you know what that's about. And it's very hard to maintain objectivity. And there's nothing wrong with money. I like money, but I work for the public. So.
And so you were talking about sleep, if she can do that. Now, it implies from the way that she has a prescription for a sleep medicine, and with that she can go to sleep. Without it, she can't. And when she wakes up afterwards, she feels refreshed and has energy. Does that imply that she's got chronic fatigue, or does that imply just that she has a sleeping problem and needs help in that area?
I think it just sounds like a mild sleeping problem that she has. And the book will talk about sleep hygiene things that you can do that are a good place to start. For sleep medications, again, for people who have trouble staying asleep, they wake up in the middle of the night, a lot of times what's happening is a drop in blood sugar. And if they eat a protein snack at bedtime, like a hard-boiled egg or a handful of nuts, they'll often sleep through the night. But for medications, there's trazodone at very low dose, just 25 milligrams, Flexeril at 3 milligrams. These medications are not addictive, are very safe, and they will help you stay asleep. Neurontin's another one, 200, 300 milligrams. If the trouble is falling asleep, that's when sometimes the things like the Ambien, which are riskier, are sometimes needed. But I think that it's worth having something for sleep if needed. Sleep is critical to staying healthy.
And these are all in the book, The Fatigue and Fibromyalgia Solution by Jacob Teitelbaum. Now, we have another question, which is there an antibiotic to take for chronic fatigue syndrome?
Well, Mike, here's the interesting thing. We talk about chronic fatigue syndrome being where you've blown a fuse because of a severe energy crisis. And that circuit breaker is called the hypothalamus. And people say, well, what can make you blow a fuse? Well, there's hundreds of things. And one of the many things that can make somebody blow a fuse would be an infection. And some of those infections are antibiotic sensitive. So there's a subset of people on the order of about, I'd say, 10 to 15%, where I find that they may need an antibiotic. And there's certain symptoms like low-grade fever, lung congestion, scabs on the scalp, things along those lines, and vertigo, that suggest the need for an antibiotic. But most people don't. In fact, most people have problems with overgrowth of yeast because of antibiotics.
When we come back, we're going to talk about yeast and overgrowth in Candida. We're also going to talk about some of the medicines that may help you recover. And we have a question. By the way, I should have said thank you to Dawn for that prior question. This is again from a woman, Nancy F. from Chicago. So she's in Chicago and is listening to us on RadioMD.com. You can listen to us either way. But her question, well, we'll come back and talk about exercise and the importance of it on You, the Owner's Manual radio show.
Gab 2 is a proud supporter of our armed forces, police, firemen, and teachers. Gab 2 is partnering with Proud to Serve Coffee. Proud to Serve Coffee makes a generous donation from every pound of coffee sold to those who serve us. We urge you to purchase your coffee from ProudToServeCoffee.com. Please enter the promo code GB2. You then will also be entered to win a fabulous Caribbean cruise. ProudToServeCoffee.com.
I'm Drew Brees, and being a dad means the world to me. And one of the most important things any parent can do is make sure their kids get active at least 60 minutes each day. Studies show that physical activity not only helps kids stay healthy, it can enhance important skills like concentration and problem solving, which can improve academic performance. This means physical activity can help your kids in the most important game of all, life. Learn more at fitness.gov.
Brought to you by HHS.
Sometimes people buy cookies as a gift for us to send to our soldiers. They tell us it reminds them of home.
Emily is one of thousands of Girl Scouts who will send cookies to troops stationed overseas.
Children shouldn't have to take abuse because they aren't strong enough to escape it. I want to give them a helping hand.
Alicia uses proceeds from her cookie sales to provide mentoring programs at a shelter in her community.
Selling Girl Scout cookies has taught me how to manage money, be responsible, and talk to other people.
Tanya wants to go to business school and hopes to run her own company someday.
On a visit to the food bank, I learned that in this economy, more and more people need help to feed their families.
Morgan and other Girl Scouts are starting a project to help get food to those who need it most. Every Girl Scout cookie has a mission: to help girls do great things. Find your cookies now at GirlScoutCookies.org.